Investor Focus. The ACCA examining team for SBR has pledged to make Investor Focus an increasingly central part of the SBR examination. My name is Tom Clendon, and I'm here to help you pass SBR, either by using these podcasts or hopefully signing up for one of my courses. Just reach out to me. There are three things that I want to do in this podcast. I want to make sure that you understand what is meant by investor focus. Secondly, I want to make sure that you understand what investors want to know. And thirdly, I want to discuss a practical exam type situation. So, firstly, what do we mean by investor focus? Communication. Accountants are regularly asked to communicate to investors the significance of accounting treatments, accounting policies, the significance of the financial statements and disclosures. And they're asked to do this in real life, and that is why they are also increasingly being asked to do this in the SBR exam. And what it requires is a synthesis of your knowledge, an application of your knowledge. It requires you ultimately to think on your feet, to put yourselves in the shoes of the investor, and to make sure that you're answering the question as it is specifically set in the exam. So investor focus is about communicating to our major stakeholder. Okay, so secondly, what is it that investors want to know? Well, on one level, that's a very simple answer. They've invested money. They want to know about the return. They want to know about the profit. That is clearly the primary information need. How much profit has the company made? Yeah? What's in it for me? Profit. That's what I want to know about. However, sophisticated investors have greater information needs than just profit. They might be interested in receiving a dividend. And dividends are paid in cash. So they're interested in the ability to generate cash as well as profit to pay the dividends. Going concern. They're interested in understanding the business model. Are there catastrophic risks that could bring the business to a shuddering halt? Is the business highly geared? Is the business solvent? Can the business trade out of the current recession or whatever it is? So going concern is an issue. The future is an issue. Sustainability reporting is an issue of interest to investors. Does climate change represent a risk or an opportunity to the business? And ultimately, what's the business worth? What's the value of the business? What's the value of their shares in the business? So when you think about it, investors have diverse and complex information needs. It's partly historic. It's partly stewardship. I own shares in this business. What have you done with my money over the last 12 months? But it's also looking forward as well. Yeah, because you're wanting to know about the future. The third thing I want to talk about is a practical exam type situation. And what I wanted to do was take on something that was relatively simple: depreciation. Revising upwards the useful life of PPE to reduce depreciation. What impact does that have on the P&L, on the balance sheet, on the cash flow, on the key performance indicators? Can we explain that to an investor? Okay, so the first thing I would say is that the revision of the useful life of PPE is not a change in the accounting policy. Your policy is to depreciate, but is a revision of an estimate. And because it's a revision of an estimate, it will be accounted for on a prospective basis. So it would only affect the current and future years. You would not go back and restate the prior year. Profits. If you've extended the life of PPE, then there will be less depreciation. If there's less depreciation, there's more profit. If there's more profit, your key performance indicators of earnings per share, profit margin, are just going to look nicer. However, there is down the line a greater risk of impairment reviews and losses. There's a greater risk of losses on the disposal of assets because you're not writing down the asset enough, potentially. And this could introduce an element of the volatility on profit. And investors really don't like volatility. Statement of financial position. Less depreciation, more assets. More assets, more capital employed. So potentially, your efficiency ratios appear less favorable and your gearing ratios appear to be a little bit lower. I think there's also a deferred tax liability angle. Because you're not writing down the carrying value of the asset so much, there will probably be a greater difference. The carrying value of the asset will exceed the tax base by even more. The tax base is unaffected by depreciation, but the higher net book value is being protected. Therefore, there will be more deferred tax liabilities. All right, maybe that's a subtle point. Thirdly, cash flow. What's the impact of reducing depreciation on the cash flow? None. Depreciation is not a cash flow. The business will have the same ins and outs and bank balances, whatever depreciation you charge. Yes, it's added back in the reconciliation. You're adding back a smaller figure, but that's because you've got a higher profit figure at the beginning of the reconciliation in operating activities. Depreciation is not a cash flow. There will be no impact on the cash flows of the business if you change the depreciation figure. Now, just before I go, two more little things to float around. Materiality. Is this material? Do we have a large depreciation? Is it making a difference to the decisions of the users? It may not. You know, a lot of businesses these days don't have a lot of PPE. Airbnb doesn't own hotels. Uber doesn't own taxis. They haven't got a lot of PPE on their balance sheet. They're not charging a lot of depreciation anyway. The final thing that I'll leave you with is ethics. Why are we revising the useful life? Is it because the asset is more efficient, longer lasting, and it's a valid thing to do? Or is it that the directors are looking to receive a bonus based on profit? They haven't quite met the profit target, so they're manipulating the financial statements so they will get their bonus. So they're compromising their objectivity. They're acting in an unethical way, showing a lack of integrity. You know, if they're doing this to manipulate the financial statements, wrong, 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 criticize, 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 question two, question two, question two. Thank you for listening. I try and keep these podcasts to less than 10 minutes. If you want further help and assistance in passing the SBR exam, please reach out to me. Thank you very much.